The latest from Afghanistan, with the army saying it will seek the death penalty against the soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan villagers in a pre-dawn rampage in March. The announcement follows a pre-trial hearing last month for Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, who faces premeditated murder and other charges in the attack on two villages in southern Afghanistan.
Also in Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the tide has turned in the war there. At a speech this week, Panetta says the growing violence has been reversed and that Afghan forces are getting close to taking over security in 2013. Earlier, Dimitri talked about it with WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green.
In the past, the Taliban has always been able to launch significant attacks using significant resources, basically to make a statement, to say, here we are, we can attack you, we know this country much better than you do, and we can get to you no matter where you are. There have been a number of attacks, specifically on Bagram Air Base, and they like to make these attacks, launch these attacks, usually when some kind of visiting U.S. dignitary is there. They've been able to do that, but they haven't been able to put up much of a fight out in the battlefield. And that's what Panetta's talking about. The ISAF, or the NATO effort, has significantly crippled their ability to do what it is that they were doing early on, or at least in the middle years when the U.S. was more focused on Iraq. The Taliban was able to grow and actually resurge. But what's happening now is they believe they've gotten the Taliban into a bit of a corner, and they can particularly move ahead on other plans that may eventually stop their momentum and stop it cold.
Well, if you have someone in a corner, then you want to use all your resources to, for lack of a better phrase, finish them off. Well, that's not necessarily what's happening. We're going to start seeing U.S. forces leave Afghanistan.
Yeah, and the interesting part about that is the U.S. is leaving, and so are the rest of the coalition, but they believe they've gotten the Afghan forces into a position to do the work themselves, to do the heavy lift on their own, to deal with the Taliban, to basically face off with them and win. Now, granted, there are a lot of problems with the Afghan police, and not the least of which is corruption. And also there is the influence that the Taliban has over many folks who are members of the Afghan National Army and the police. But the coalition forces believe that they've got the Afghan forces in a position, a much stronger position.
Let me follow up with Panetta's talk of an enduring presence in Afghanistan. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, even though the U.S. is drawing down, he says they're going to be there. The U.S. is not going to be there in a combat role, but simply because of the fact that the Taliban are there and Al-Qaeda are there, the U.S. is going to remain there in some regard. I would imagine for a number of years, the U.S. is going to have trainers there, combat trainers. They're going to have people there to help the Afghan army and police continue to grow. And I don't, under any circumstances, think that they're going to leave there knowing that Al-Qaeda elements are still there, considering that's the reason the U.S. went there in the first place, because Al-Qaeda had what amounted to a safe haven to plan and launch an attack on the U.S. from Afghanistan. So if they leave there and that's still underway, then the goal cannot have been completed.
JJ, let's turn slightly away from Afghanistan and talk about issues, challenges for the U.S. military in all of Asia.
China. China's problem with its neighbors, Japan. You have the Koreas. North Korea and South Korea have been at odds for years. The U.S. has a force in the demilitarized zone between those two countries. Sea lanes are being challenged. Territories are being challenged. You've got the Philippines, and you've got all sorts of problems brewing between Cambodia, and you've got Thailand. You've got Vietnam. So the U.S., which is a Pacific power itself, wants to make sure that it's well represented and taken care of in that region as China continues to rise and most likely will be the world's number one economic power in a few years. The U.S. needs to make sure that it's got its bases covered. Specifically, when it comes to China, the U.S. is really concerned about the fact that they're engaged in heavy espionage against the U.S., and they need to be there in the region represented as a power in the Pacific to show China that it's got its back covered and that it's not shrinking away. It's not leaving Afghanistan, not leaving Iraq, and not retreating. They're in the middle of everything, and they're able to hold their own. That's what the U.S. military wants to continue to show, that it's still a superpower.
That's WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.